Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Turn your magic on. Let me see it say. Everything you want to dream away.
7 after the hour now. You're with your friends, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Plus, Warren Eckstein will visit with us again in a few moments. First, though, what's trending here and there? The passing of Shimon Peres seems to be the number one thing on the news blogs anyway. I was talking earlier about, and I don't think this wasn't with Victoria or Jennifer, you weren't either here, when I talked about my colleague and I walking through the Knesset, and I don't know, I've been there four times, I've been to Israel four times, and I may go back again later this year. Fabulous country, I find it just fascinating. Anyway, so we're walking through the Knesset, and this gentleman comes over to us, and you know, I don't have anybody that's leading us. We were going to go visit a few people, and I had a guide, but the guide had gone to the bathroom. So I'm just walking around in the Knesset, and Shimon Peres walks over to me and shakes my hand. He says, "I don't know who you are. I don't recognize you, but welcome." And that, we had a very good conversation, which I recorded. Do you think I can find it? No. he was very gentlemanly. He'd been both the prime minister and the president. He spent all his time in the Knesset, was a member of the Knesset since I think pretty much Israel became a state, died at the age of 93. He was the kind of guy for me, you know, I keep talking about leadership. He was a leader. He was the guy. He was the type of person who really, I thought, personified leadership. Anyway, so he passed away. That's number one on the news sites. California shooting. This is El Cajon, a suburban area from, I think it's northeast of San Diego, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
The man was behaving erratically near a restaurant, so they shot him. And you don't think that's going to, you don't think there's going to be protests? I think there were protests there last night, as a matter
of
fact.
Did he die, or was
yep.
he?
Yep. No, he's gone.
Oh, my God.
Black guy, gone. You think this stuff is this is part of the revolution, and somehow or other, or is it? I was using the word revolution and reactionary in the last hour. Is this going to be? Is it a reaction? Does it create a revolution in thinking, perhaps, and maybe indeed? There's a Donald Trump story about a woman named Alicia Machado. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Right, former Miss Universe.
Miss Universe.
Mm.
He called her Miss Housekeeping and Miss Piggy.
Apparently they had a lot of trouble. I guess she won the pageant, and then she became difficult to work with. She gained a bunch of weight. He trumped on her and talked about her, calling her those names. What I don't get is that this was back in 1995 or 4 or something like that. I mean, it was a lot of years ago. Now, I know that you can point out that this is probably consistent with Trump running his mouth about people. I get that. But the fact that when we've got real issues like cities setting themselves on, you know, people setting cities on fire,
and
we have ISIS, and we have our own relations in this country, the fact that we're going there is sort of disturbing to me. It's a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, this woman has come out and she's volunteered for the Clinton campaign, and they are and believe me, it's smart. They're using it, and they're running ads on Spanish TV to try to work against Donald Trump. But Does it really matter right now in the scheme of everything? I mean, maybe it does to some people. It just
speaks to character.
It's not an issue.
Maybe.
But it's but don't we have enough of that already?
Yeah, I mean,
how much more do you want? She's talking about piling on. All right, anyway, there was a couple of trending things. I want to get to Warren, though, in a moment with a story on how you can tell what kind of a dog, if I understand this correctly, is best for friends.
What kind? Colleagues. What kind of dog you're working with?
Yeah. Show me what you're working with.
If your coworker were a dog, what would they be?
All right, coming right up here, 11 after the hour on DJV.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off.
As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She played in five Olympic Games, winning four gold medals for the U.S. women's basketball team. In 2000, Sports Illustrated named her the 22nd best female athlete of the century.
There's the buzzer. It's official. The United States has the best women's basketball team in the world.
So where is Teresa Edwards now? Teresa covered the 2008 Summer Olympics for NBC as a basketball analyst. She was the director of player personnel for the Tulsa Shock in 2011 when head coach Nolan Richardson resigned, forcing Teresa to take over as interim coach. That same year, she was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
I never knew I could be here, let alone dreamt of standing here, so I thank you very much tonight for this opportunity.
An honor well-deserved for Teresa Edwards. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know those commercials on TV are manipulating you? Here's the semiotic science of it. You may think you understand commercials, but they silently manipulate. The more a company advertises a product, the more you see it, the more you expect to see it, and the more you conclude, hey, it's a great product. I see it all the time.
Double Mint adds to your fun. Double Mint chewing gum.
It doesn't matter if the product is poor, ineffective, and basically worthless. Your brain will assume that since you see it so much, it must be great.
If you know your oats, you too will go for the Power Breakfast Cheerios.
What's a cheap psych trick? Maybe you ought to ask yourself, if it's that good, why do they advertise it so much? Maybe it's a trick just to part a sucker from his cash. Maybe you don't really need that product at all. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
13 and change past the hour here. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. If you're a fan of The Pet Show, go to facebook.com/The Pet Show. Now, if you've never heard of Warren before, you can become a fan of The Pet Show also by going to facebook.com/The Pet Show, twitter.com/Warren Eckstein, Eckstein. I don't want to spend the whole time that we have together talking about how wonderful you are, Warren, even if you are a wonderful
feel
guy.
We love Warren. It's
how
easy
did I
to
not
nice
see
things.
You last week when I was in Los Angeles? How did we miss that? We missed
I wasn't
you.
Here. I was in Arizona.
Oh, that's why we missed it. Okay. All right. How do Jennifer, you set this up better than I did, so set it up again.
So Warren has a way for you to identify your coworkers if they were breeds of dog. And so I thought it would be a good challenge for Warren to explain that a little bit, but then to also tell us if we were dogs, what Doug, Jen, and Victoria would be if we were breeds of dogs, Dougie.
That's awesome.
I've been called a dog before in my younger
years.
Yes,
you have.
Let me just get that right off the bat. You're all generic dogs, okay? You're all generic. You're all mixed breed, Heinz 57 varieties.
Yes.
Now, this story. So this is based on, if you work with people at an office or a station like we do, different people remind you of certain breeds. For example, if you have a person in the office that is the one who's always kissing everyone's butt, he jumps at any opportunity to please the boss and will mindlessly do anything to be told he's a good boy, that person reminds you of a golden retriever. Now, the boxer is the mysterious guy who works in the annex. You aren't sure what his job is, and you aren't sure what his deal is either. He's quiet and intimidating. The dachshund has a serious Napoleon complex. He loves to boss everyone around, even though he doesn't really rank above anybody. He's a sales rep. How right is that?
A radio sales rep, no less.
Absolutely. I've worked with a few of those.
The little pug, and we always joke with Rich about his little pug. The pug is the one who works at the office that steals everyone's lunches from the office refrigerator. The Maltese is the smoking hot young receptionist. She comes into work always showing enough skin to make everyone else slobber. She's only 21, 3 in dog years, but that doesn't stop all the other dogs from constantly sniffing around her receptionist table. She's pretty and social. Not exactly the smartest pick of the litter. That's just some of them. I got some more for next week. The Yorkshire Terrier is the intern. The Husky is the gorgeous.
Where did you find her with the Bulldogs?
The bulldog has been in the office for 37 years and is growing more and more fed up by the day. He's overweight, he's slow, he's grumpy, he can't wait to retire. He also has a habit of saying things that would make the HR department burst into flames if they heard it. There you go. That is the bulldog.
Donald Trump, in other words. All right, so here's a statistic. The average lifespan of a cat now is around 15 years, up substantially, actually, in the last few decades, when the average cat was 11 years old. This would have been about 20 years or so ago, which is what in human years? Do they measure the age of a cat like they do the dogs? Because we look at Charlotte was, I said she was 15. So you multiply that by 7.5, supposedly. But then there's a new formula.
They're debunking that. That whole seven-year thing for dogs is debunking. With cats, they don't really do that. But, you know, it's an interesting thing that you brought up with the cats, because here's the statistic that really matters. The average lifespan of a cat that goes outdoors is 3 to 5 years. The average lifespan of a cat that lives indoors is 15 to 17 years. So it just goes to show people that years ago when I was growing up, everyone who had a cat, the cat would go out in the backyard, and the lifespan was obviously shorter. So by keeping our cats inside and mentally stimulated inside, that's critical, and making sure they're healthy, they're spayed, they're neutered, the lifespan has increased tremendously. So if you do have a cat, here's my recommendation. I know you want to let the cat see the world. Teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. I write about that in my book. But make sure. Just remember that the average lifespan of a cat, 3 to 5 years if it's outside, almost 15 to 17 years if it's inside.
Really?
That's an amazing statistic.
That
it really is
amazing.
And that comes directly from the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Wow.
Jen, you got to get Buddy to walk on a leash.
I know.
Warren, can we dig a little deeper in that? The cognitive changes that happen to cats. Cats are very smart and very observant. But are they less cognitive if they're outside? Does that affect? Does that contribute to their shorter?
Cats are like a nomadic by nature. They love changes. So what I recommend to people when they have a cat and they keep it inside, here's the deal. You can go out and buy a scratching post for $100, but after a day or two, it's the same post. Go to the local supermarket, bring home a cardboard box. It's like Kitty Nirvana. So I recommend that people keep the indoors, outdoor interesting cardboard boxes, paper bags, organic plants growing around, and change them every day, because one box smells like lettuce, the other one smells like fish. If you keep your cat mentally stimulated, they're just as happy inside as they would be outside. And for the person that has the outside cat that's afraid that the cat won't use a litter box, instead of putting litter in the litter box, take some grass and dirt from outside, put that in the litter box, and gradually introduce the litter, and the cat will make that that transition very easily.
May I recommend, because I use it, have used it on Charlotte, and I know Millie is getting hugs and kisses, a vitamin mineral supplement. These are just over the top. You can get them at hugsandkisses.com or go to thepetshow.com. This is Warren's own specific brand of things that will be good. The vitamins, the minerals for dogs and for cats that you need. I think that anybody who doesn't give these to their dogs is malnourishing, is mistreating the dog. How's that? This is what these are.
We all take supplements, kids, grandma, grandpa, aunts, and uncles, and your pets are part of the family. They need supplements as well.
Hugsandkisses.com. Warren Eckstein here with us at 20 minutes past the hour.